It's an unbelievable experience because, you know, you're moving with the wind.
Wind is right, you can sail away, find tranquility.
That's Bob Kelsheimer with the Greater Centralia Chamber of Commerce describing what it's like to be floating hundreds of feet above the ground. Seeing the huge, colorful pieces of artwork suspended in the air taps into something primal. Maybe it's our ancient desire to be like the birds. Another stirring sight happens at nightfall, when there is just something enjoyable, heartwarming to see these glowing, huge, colorful balloons floating in the sky, especially during, I guess it's an event that they sometimes do, they call a glow-in.
Correct. We have a glow. We'll have a mini-glow on Friday evening where weather conditions, of course, permitting, the balloons will fly out of the park, and then we'll have about 10 to 12 balloons that'll come back in, and they will glow at dusk. But Saturday evening, it's an all-glow. There'll be no flights, and the balloons will inflate. And it's a beautiful sight to see if you've never seen anything like this, because these balloons are so colorful, and the glow is something really very special.
And if you think all the balloons in Centralia will be the same circular globe shapes, well, think again. Darth Vader will be there, and also pilots from across the world.
Kids of all ages, really, that grew up with Star Wars, and the young kids there are going to just love the Darth Vader balloon. And, you know, you can't go wrong with a pirate peg-leg Pete balloon as well.
I have to say now, the Darth Vader balloon, was that the form and the shape of it, was it built by a company around here or out in California?
I believe that balloon may have been built in Brazil, but I'm not 100% sure. A lot of the special shapes get built down in South America. It's actually owned, though, by a gentleman out of Europe, and the pilot will be coming in from Europe for that week. And so again, we're very fortunate. We had a major sponsor that stepped up, and they made that possible. So, you know, because those balloons, that particular balloon, as you might imagine, is not inexpensive to bring in.
Since the Balloon Fest has been going on for almost three decades, many famous celebrities have soared the skies above Marion, Jefferson, and Washington counties.
We've had just about every, you know, because it's 26 years now, we've had just about everything you can imagine. In fact, in the early years of the event, we were very fortunate to have been able to bring in Mickey Mouse balloon from Walt Disney World on two occasions. And we even brought in Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse and the Flying Castle at the same year, which was an awesome thing to see. Yeah, and those balloons don't even fly any longer.
Seeing the vivid colors in the sky of these colorful balloons is magical. But putting this together is not magic. It's a lot of volunteers and a lot of hours.
The event has built up over the years. We think we've got it pretty well organized, and I've got to give a tip of the hat to the community, because this event takes about 700 people to put on over the 3 days. So it's a huge, huge commitment in volunteer time and labor to put this thing on. And, you know, they step up to the plate every year. People here really love this event. It's good for the community.
Visitors come from all over the country and the world.
We get people from really not only all over the country for this event, but we get people from overseas as well. We have people from England. We'll have people from Ireland and, you know, throughout Europe that will come to this event. They may be in the States visiting. They hear about it, and they make a point of getting here. So that, plus we do have a large contingency now for the last 4 or 5 years that have been coming down from Chicago. Just draw in, like I say, about 40,000 people over the 3 days, and I would say probably about 60 to 70% are not from here.
And yes, at the Balloon Fest, you can experience the thrill of beating gravity.
Weather permitting, again, Friday evening and Saturday evening, we will have a tethered balloon in the park, which will allow people to actually experience the feeling of flight. They'll get in a balloon, and the balloon it's tied off, but it'll be elevated, go up about 50, 60 feet, and they'll sit up there for a while and, you know, get the experience, hear the burners, and then come back down.
And floating on air, what's it like?
You're moving with the wind. There's no resistance. So when the burners are not ignited, it's just totally, totally silent.
The Balloon Festival happens this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Centralia's Foundation Park. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.